I am Reginald Carter and will be conducting this telephone oral history interview with Kathleen Ingalls. Today is October 27, 2015. I am located in Meta, North Carolina. Ms. Ingalls is a PA working currently in integrative medicine in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, let's get started with the interview then. You wrote to the PA History Society about your family having three generations of PAs, including yourself. Could you tell us the names of each person representing the different generations of PAs, their relationship to each other, and the PA program that they attended and what year they graduated?
Okay. Well, let's start with the first generation. That's my mom, Sylvia Collins. She graduated in 1981 from the University of Texas, the Southwestern branch in Dallas. I'm the second generation, Kathleen Ingalls. I graduated in 2000, which I can't believe. It's already 2016, but I graduated from the University of Oklahoma. And then my niece, so this is my daughter's sister, Meredith Carey, graduated from George Washington in 2014.
Very good. Your mother represents that first generation of PAs. Can you tell us her story and how she got involved or became a PA?
Well, it's a pretty marvelous story. Let me say, as I've aged, I've really grown to respect and admire my mom's journey. She started out, my mom was born in Chicago and became a practical nurse. So she's 83 now. So let's consider that was, you know, a while ago in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And her brother and his family lived in Guam. And so just feeling adventurous, she moved out to Guam and practiced as a nurse and got married. And I'll try to make this brief, but we traveled a lot because my father was in the oil and gas industry. And so she didn't practice as a nurse for a while, for about 10 years. And she recalls, we lived in Indonesia when I was in high school, and she recalls reading a nursing article, and it mentioned something about the field, physician assistant. And honestly, I don't recall her talking to me about it at all. All, you know, mission. We came back to the States, and when you're in oil and gas, you spend some time in Texas. So we were living in Texas, and my mom took all of her prerequisites. And interestingly, I was in college at the same time, so I got to take a couple of classes with my mom, and I recall that she made an A in English and I made a B. So we had a couple of classes together, and she applied to PA school in Dallas and was accepted. So it was really to be, you know, as an adult when my mom was in PA school, to really see her dedication. I mean, she was really dedicated to her studies, and I could certainly witness the rigors of, you know, doing your rotations, and, you know, she hung in there, and that was certainly when, you know, the profession was really pretty new, and even within the medical profession, there wasn't a lot of knowledge about, you know, what's a PA, and so she was frequently confronted with that. And so there was a, you know, having to prove herself. And I think that really motivated her to excel. So she had, you know, actually when she graduated, there weren't a lot of jobs available. But then, boy, once she got a job, she was never unemployed. She worked in family medicine and then worked in HIV/AIDS in Parkland and has worked in nephrology as well, and kind of come full circle back to family medicine. And I'm going to tell you, my mom's 83, and she still practices on a very part-time basis. So she loves it. It really keeps her, it's to have something that you feel so passionate about and to still be able to do it at 83, I think that's a rare thing. And I think it's been really good for her.
It speaks well of her, and it speaks well of her love for medicine and her enjoyment of being a PA and being that provider. So my hat's off to her as well. Now, she represents the first generation, and now you became a PA. Tell us how that idea germinated with you and then your experience as a PA.
Okay. Well, so being a PA is not my first profession. So I'm on my second profession. I taught college and like microbiology and things like that. And I just kind of felt like I'd reached the glass ceiling in what I wanted to do. Although I loved teaching, I really felt like I wanted more of a challenge. And you know, and I see my mom. I saw her really enjoying what she was doing. So I went to PA school, and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but I went into family medicine and practiced that for a while, and then just different changes. And I think this is really the appealing part of being a PA is that, you know, your interests change, you can change the field that you're in. And I think the flexibility, I think, is really unusual in the field. So I was in psychiatry for a few years, and then I went back to family medicine. So yeah, just kind of, it's like, well, the wind blew me into psychiatry and then blew me back into family medicine. And then I found myself kind of, you know, family medicine is challenging. I think it has a lot of wonderful aspects to it, but I found myself being drawn to different interests, and that was and it used to be called complementary and alternative medicine. I think the more accepted term now is integrative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a fellowship at the University of Arizona in integrative medicine, and have been and have had really the privilege of finding positions that where I utilize that information and that knowledge. So that's what I'm doing now in a lifestyle initiative for a large medical group in here in Milwaukee. And so, you know, just to kind of, I don't know, it's to kind of define what integrative medicine is, because I think the term is used a lot, you know, like people, hospitals giving integrative care. But really, integrative medicine is, I really see it as just this harmonious blending of what we know of as traditional medicine with evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine. So it's really, I think, a harmonious blending of the two, and really seeks to treat the whole individual. So I've been so fortunate that I have found a position here in Milwaukee where I'm able to practice that construct.
Well, that's great. Okay, well, let's go to the third generation. This would be your mother's granddaughter and your niece.
Right.
Tell us her story.
Well, you know, I've known her all her life. So sometimes when I'm talking about her, it sounds like I'm talking about a 7-year-old, but really she's an adult. But my dear sweet niece witnessed really my mom, you know, just seeing the passion that my mom had. And then myself, she decided to become a PA. So she had, and actually had done a lot of work. She went on a summer trip in to Africa, helping out with medical care. I believe it was in Kenya, and really developed a passion for medicine. And I think that, you know, being a PA was an obvious choice, given that she saw both myself, you know, her aunt and her mom really kind of flourishing in this field. So she went to the program in George Washington. It was a PA-MPH program. So there was she also got her master's in public health as well as her degree in PA studies. And now she's new. And it was still fun to talk with her about, you know, getting out and, you know, what do you need to do to negotiate for, you know, what do you look for in a job and how do you negotiate a contract? It was really pretty, it was really wonderful to do that with her. And you know, to be able to talk with her about being a PA and the three of us to be able to do that, it's really wonderful. So she is now practicing in Washington, D.C. at George Washington, and she's doing ER medicine right now. So, and learning a lot, as you can well imagine, being a new grad in an emergency room. So, you know, ample learning opportunities.
Yeah, she's on the firing line, as we say.
Oh, yeah. I told her, you're much braver than I am.
Well, it's interesting, as three generations, you represent that diversity among PAs and the kind of niches that they can find for themselves in diverse settings. So, again, I think you're very representative of the whole profession and what it's about. Do you communicate with each other? You just told me you helped her with understanding about job negotiations and things of that nature. Did you get a call, or do you call your mother regularly, or you talk medicine when you're together? Or?
Well, we do. Yeah, we do, interesting, particularly my mother and I, because I talk to her a lot, you know, several times a week. And, you know, as I mentioned, she still practices, so she talks to me about patients that she sees and, you know, long-time patients that she really has some continuity with, and as she is aged, and I think this happens to all of us as we age, you know, you're able to kind of empathize with with your, you know, the patients that you see. And so she has a lot of geriatric patients and is really able to empathize with them. But yes, we talk a lot about medicine. We certainly do. And with my niece Meredith, I, particularly when she got out, I called her a lot, particularly starting a new job in the ER. I mean, that's kind of daunting. And so, you know, I called her to encourage her and encouraged her to take care of herself as well as, you know, encouraging her in, hey, everybody feels that way. You graduate and you feel like you don't know anything, you know. So just tried to help her out in that kind of that transition from graduation to new grad going, I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't compare yourself with seasoned physicians or PAs when you're in that situation, or nurses. They were there at one time themselves. So that encouragement's I'm sure welcomed by her.
All right.
Let's get back to you. Reflecting back on your career now, being a PA, what's the most appealing thing about being a PA for you?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, for a couple of things. And the first thing I was kind of mentioning, your interests, you can go into the field that interests you. You're not necessarily locked in to a particular field. So I really like the flexibility of being a PA. You can really, I think the sky's the limit. You know, you need to find a supervising position. But in terms of interest, you can go anywhere as a PA. And, you know, and I was thinking about how even, you know, there are opportunities overseas and for PAs like in Australia and Canada and over in England. So I think there's international opportunities as well. So I think the opportunities just really abound for PAs.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, And you know, when I go to the PA conference, you know, the PA profession is a preponderance of women, and I think for a woman, it is a good career to go into because there are a lot of opportunities, and I think that's really good to have that career stability and opportunity for females as a woman.
What about professional relationships? You know, PAs work within a health team with physicians and other providers. How's your experience been working with physicians and other health team members?
Well, I have been really fortunate in terms of the physicians that I've worked with. My supervising physicians have been wonderful. I mean, and that's a relationship that has to be worked on. You know, they have to trust your, you know, trust you, and you gain trust in them as well. So I have been really fortunate in that I've had great supervising physicians. The one thing that, you know, I do kind of lament to a certain extent, I've not had a job where I've worked with other PAs. And so I think that'd be really wonderful to be able to work with other PAs because, well, my husband is a PA. There's really something really special about someone who understands the role that you're in. And so I think that to work with another PA who would be a peer would be, or a colleague would be wonderful. I haven't had that opportunity. But in terms of supervising physicians, it's been, you know, I've been really fortunate in that way. But it didn't just magically happen. You know, you work into it and you develop a relationship.
Yeah, it takes a while to build trust, and I think being a part of a team, trust, you use that word, and it takes time.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. It does. It takes a commitment to the process.
Do you have any advice for people who would be seeking a career as a PA?
Well, you know, I think it's really important to understand what a PA is, you know, and so I think it's, you know, if you have an opportunity to spend time with a PA, you know, shadowing, if that's possible, I think that can be really helpful. I mean, that's really the most important thing. I think that, you know, from the perspective of, you know, this is the health care that we're providing. I mean, we're caring for human beings. And so I think it's, you know, important to kind of examine who you are and what you want to be. And I'm not saying that that's unique to being a PA, but it's a caring profession. And so I think that, you know, you kind of have to ask yourself, Is that something that appeals to you? But I think more than that, it's really understanding the role of a PA. And I think that once you see that, I just think it, who wouldn't want to be a PA?